proud of I have a small to tell you about our recent learning and what we've done that's made us feel proud.
One of the highlights on spring term was our class trip to Beeston Castle as part of our history learning about the Iron Age. The castle is on top of a big hill with a steep bridge leading up to it.
We're really proud to make it to the castle. The view from the top was amazing, definitely worth the climb.
We learned about the features of Iron Age hill forts in school, and we took part in a workshop in the Iron Age roundhouse at Beeston Castle. First, we used our bodies to explore how roundhouses were made. Did you know that they use animal dung to keep the walls together? Then we saw a roundhouse.
This had all the features we expected, such as thatched roof, a fire in the middle without a chimney, and animal skin to keep warm. Fortunately, they didn't have their enemies' skulls on poles by the hill fort entrance like the Iron Age times, or we might have just gone back straight to school.
Combined history and maths when we learnt about Roman numerals. I'm really proud that I can tell the time on a clock that's got Roman numerals instead of numbers.
We've also learned about fractions in maths, and now we can find fractions of amounts as well as add and subtract fractions, so long as we remember not to add the denominator.
What have you done today to make me feel proud?
I'm really proud to take part in a rugby festival against other schools.
We all had a great time and enjoyed playing against other schools. Our teachers were really impressed with our sportsmanship.
This term, we've been swimming in the Jubilee Hub pool and have lots to be proud about.
I can now swim backwards.
I swam full length after pool, starting at the deep end.
Muslims following Allah and the practice of zakat, giving to charity to help those in need.
Christians try to follow Jesus' example. One way they do this is also by giving to charities such as Christian Aid.
We found answers to lots of questions in science this year.
We test what happens when you bring the ends or poles of different magnets together, like poles repel or push each other away, opposite poles attract each other.
We've worked out how plants use water. We use food and dye to show water moving through a stem to the flower. We were impressed when the flower changed colour.
What have you done today to make me feel proud?
Producing a detailed sketch map of the school grounds made me feel really proud.
We have to look really carefully at where things were relative to each other before adding them to our map in the right place.
I was really proud when we wrote our own music and played it on the glockenspiel.
We used the pentatonic melody, which meant we could use only 5 notes.
We've also learned that different notes have different durations, and we can sing with them using different types of notes.
Being able to name pets and say sentences in Spanish makes me really proud.
Una cotera is a parrot. Un perro is a dog.
Tengo un perro means I have a dog.
We loved our art lesson with Mr. C and are very proud of the work we produced.
We use a new method
to produce a fantastic pencil print of an eagle in flight. Even Miss Crothers hadn't seen it before.
We used a soft pencil to shade on the back of a print, then traced over the lines of the bird to transfer the image to our sketchbooks.
We used glue guns to create a glass sculpture of a bird for the Pan Art Show.
What have you done today to make me feel proud?
Really proud of the castle I made in DT. I had a tower and a working drawbridge.
We've programmed micro bits in our DT lessons as well, so lights would flash off and on in different ways.
Our book in English was A Journey by Aaron Becker. This is a world-less book that shows the adventure of the lonely bored girl. She draws a dog on her bedroom wall using the magic crayon.
She explores a beautiful forest with Chinese lanterns and twinkly fairy light sparkling between the trees.
The citadel is impressive with its aqueducts, spires and golden domes.
But trouble awaits when the guards put her in a cage and lose her magic crayon.
I'm really proud that I can use inverted commas in the right place when I use speech in my writing.
I've learnt how to use paragraphs.
Change, yeah.
We've learnt so much, we're nearly ready for year 4.
What have you done today?